Recently on the Waste Spotters podcast, you heard Mr. Chris say...
My biggest thing that I want from the Wayfarer team in 2024 is edits on the contribution page. Hello, agents, trainers, keepers, pilots, hunters, faithwallers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Welcome to episode 106 of the Waste Spotters podcast, a podcast dedicated to making you a better wayfinder. Waste Spotters is brought to you by the good people at the Pokemon Professor Network. Today is Friday, January 26th, 2024, and with me as always is Jamal. How's it going, Jamal?
Hey man, what's going on? For those not watching Jamal. The YouTube, they should, because they can see your brand new haircut and beard shade.
Yes.
Looking svelte right there, my guy. Looking very good. I like it.
Thank you.
I like
it. Thank you. I chopped off almost all of my hair. So
when it gets really cold up there in Canada, you're going to want that hair back, aren't you?
I got my hoodie.
There you go. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing real good. Been having some spirited conversations in the Discord today, yesterday, a few days ago. Not really making people mad, just being very opinionated. But, you know, that's how I am.
Yeah. Hey, good conversation is conversation.
Absolutely.
Right? So, are you ready for this week's movie quote?
Wait, movie quote? We don't do movie quotes on this week. We do it on the other week, don't we?
Yeah, I'm stealing it this week.
All right, let's go.
Too good not to.
All right, let's go.
I'm a friend of Sarah Connor. I was told she is here. Can I see her, please?
No, you can't see her. She's making a statement.
Where is she?
Look, it may take a while. If you want to wait, there's a bench over there.
I'll be back. All right, that, friends, is from one of the most popular AI, and I use AI in quotes, movies of all time, Terminator. Likely one of the most quoted movie scenes of all time. I wanted to include it to give a little context on the title of the show this week. Little fun fact, I saw this on TikTok randomly. The algorithm is crazy. Arnold hated the way I'll be back sounded because he couldn't do the L properly. So he tried to convince James Cameron to change it. And James said no. Said, we're going to do 10 takes of I'll be back. You pick the one that you like. And that's what we're going with.
Okay. So, okay. That's really good.
A little bit of movie trivia this week.
I love that. And I love how you tied that into the most famous AI of all time. I like that. All right. Okay.
All right, so before we get into the show, we actually have news this week.
We have news? All right, let's hear from Testone.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast, presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
All right, Niantic Aaron replied. Niantic Aaron has been all over the forums this week, so it's a good sign. They've woke up from their Christmas nap.
Niantic Aaron also helped move one of my Wayspots that I put on there, Niantic Aaron and Niantic LC, so... Thank you to both of those people.
Nice. Niantic Aaron replied to a thread about editing instead of deleting waste spots. So essentially, if a POI has fundamentally changed, think mural or restaurant, should you edit the waste spot or remove and replace? And he said, if the object in question no longer exists, it should be reported for removal. Changing the title to repurpose the waste spot is considered abuse and may lead to sanctions. Now, this isn't a new policy. This has kind of been Niantic's stance from day one.
Right.
But every time they kind of come on the forums and they reinforce something that has been a longstanding thing, it's nice to say, okay, this is the new precedent. This is the last time that they said it. And it wasn't 4 years ago, so you can kind of ignore it, right? So we're going to talk about how much that sucks in topic two.
Hold on to that thought. I have thoughts on that, my friend. I am ready for that one.
Speaking of the forums, this isn't really news, but I wanted to take a hot second and say, don't be stupid. Mm-hmm. There was a post on the forum, the thread's now closed, about someone who was really, really angry that someone invaded their territory and nominated a Pokestop and it showed up where they went and then they went on they made a racist remark, which has since been deleted.
Right.
But don't be that guy.
Yeah. Don't be that guy.
If you have a plan for an area like I did in Plattsburgh, and I've talked about this on the show before, reach out to the local community and say, hey, here's my plan. here's what I want to do in this area. Here's the names and the titles and descriptions of the way spots that I want to use. What do you guys think? Do you want to work together? Do you want to let me do it? Blah, 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 blah. Right? So just don't be that guy.
And kind of a throwback to last week, sometimes you get snaked. Sometimes you're the snaker. Sometimes you're the snaky. And yep. It's a global game board, and it is not entitled to any one person. And if someone beats you to it, they beat you to it. Don't go on the forum and start saying sexist and racist and horrible things to people. It's not going to work out well for you.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. All right, let's jump into topic number one.
All right, here we go.
Topic number one.
All right, the topic of AI and how Niantic uses it for Wayfair was trending a little while back. I wrote this show like a month ago, and then we had kind of other stuff come up and we didn't get a chance to get to it. So we're getting to it now. I wanted to talk about, there's a lot of talk about how they use it and, or not how they use it, the fact that they use it, and not a lot of talk about how it's used. When people talk about AI, it's actually machine learning. Gracefully corrected me when I first tweeted about this months ago. It's actually machine. So I looked into it. So what's the difference? So machine learning is the science of developing algorithms and statistical models that computer systems can use to perform complex tasks without explicit instructions. So machine learning is kind of like a function of overall artificial intelligence, right? So if you're saying AI, it's too generic. You got to talk machine learning, because AI can be used for just like very, very generic things. This is, the computers are learning. They're figuring out how to kind of discover their own coal.
Right.
And fun fact, I believe that the coal bot's name is Emily, based on one of the ambassadors who threw it into one of their posts. I don't know if it was intentional or not. I don't know if we're supposed to know.
Right. But well,
the coal bot's name is Emily.
So if we're not supposed to know that, you guys didn't hear that. You'll just have to say, where did I hear that? I don't know. And it'll become
it's on the forum.
Exactly. It's out there. Well, what's interesting about machine learning is it's kind of like, God, I'm an old guy. So remember the old programs you'd run in DOS, where you'd run a program and then it would be like, if 1 + 1 = 2, then you do 2 and it does like some like fun thing on your computer screen. And then it would just know over and over every time 2 came up, it would do like some flower or something like that. This machine learning is like on a whole new level. It's looking for a license plate, or it's looking for a face. Mm-hmm. So the machine knows if you see a license plate that you can pick out letters and numbers, then it's an auto reject. Or if you see a face, or if you see some things, and the machine learns over time what it should be looking for, and it gets better and more specific.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I remember when I was in high school, my final project one year, I made Sports Jeopardy in, I can't even remember what the program was called, but it was basic, like stupid. You move the box around, and you answer the, you type in your answer, right? Mm-hmm. And we got to a point where there was too much information in the program, and it would crash after like 20 questions or whatever it was. We just couldn't figure out how to fix it. So I said, you know what? Hey, sometimes in Jeopardy, they run out of time. So we figured out exactly what point the program crashed. And then right before the question it was supposed to crash on, we're just like, oh, you're out of time.
Nice. I like it.
The teacher's like, oh, that's a really cool feature. And I thought that was really neat. Is that random? I was like, no, no, no.
You're like, oh, no. We did that on purpose.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right. So I wanted to, where did I put it? Oh, I wanted to share a quote directly from the article because I'm going to, oh, sorry. Let me start over. At the beginning of November, so this is when I started writing this episode, was in November, they released some details, and I had to release some details on how they use machine learning, and I will include that, a link to that article in the show notes, because it goes into some really, really technical details that I didn't fully understand, so I didn't want to kind of delve into that. But a quote from the article that I'm going to reference a couple of times today. Our maps are the foundation upon which everything we build at Niantic. So it's of the utmost importance, remember that, utmost importance that we ensure they are both accurate and up to date. Our Wayfarer program keeps our maps dynamically updated and growing as our players continually identify hidden gems in their neighborhoods, as well as update landmarks that have changed.
Okay.
Machine learning is a subset of artificial intelligence. So here's a good example. Think smart thermostats. I think this is kind of where machine learning started. Mm-hmm. Got to start. over time, if you have a smart thermostat, if you get up in the morning and you set your thermostat to a certain temperature every single morning, your smart thermostat will learn you want your house to be at 70 degrees at 6 a.m. So then it'll set that temperature early so that at 7 a.m. when you wake up, it's already the temperature that you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a system takes into account multiple factors, day of the week, time, current temperature, and makes a decision on what to do. It's not just kind of performing steps that are already programmed in there, right? So how does this relate to Wayfair? And this is the interesting thing. It identify low quality waste spot nominations or edits on the map. Blurry photos, inaccurate locations, inaccurate descriptions, so poor descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Incorrect locations, right? Like if you're nominating like a playground and it's clearly someone's house, right? Machine learning can figure that out. Flag duplicate waste spots, which should be a good one. Like,
right.
I don't know how many times you get like super easy duplicates because people aren't paying attention, right? So Emily can figure that one out. Or detect abusive behavior for our team to review and investigate.
That's an interesting one. That
was a big one for
me.
That was an interesting one, right? So and it's nice that it's they've used the words flag for our team to review and investigate, because a lot of people were just like, oh, the Cobot's going to catch me and ban me.
Right.
It doesn't happen.
Right. So it's a real person that's doing it, not Emily. So what we need to figure out is Emily an acronym? And if it is, what does Emily stand for? I think it's an acronym. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I'm hoping it's an acronym, because that would be really fun to try to investigate and figure out what Emily stands for.
I hadn't even thought about it being an acronym. Now I want to figure it out.
Yeah, I think it's an acronym.
You know, I'm going to put some thought into that later. All right. So I know some of you are thinking, Chris, explain this to me like I'm five, right? And before, if anybody you think that I'm trying to insult people, there's a whole subreddit called Explain It To Me Like I'm Five that people go and say, I don't understand this. Explain it to me in the simplest terms possible.
I go to that. So, that's where I got that saying also. Hey, explain this to me like it's like I'm my five-year-old daughter. Tell me in the most common terms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what Niantic is doing is they're taking waste spot nominations that they know are cool, right? Be it the photo, the title, the description, the nomination itself, like as a whole, the location, myriad of other factors. They're taking that package, flagging it as cool, giving it like a tag in the system, and then they're feeding it to the bot, to the machine learning, to the computer, and saying, this is cool, and here's why it's cool. And then the system can take all that information, aggregate it together, figure out kind of similarities between all of the bad photos and all of the bad descriptions, and say, all right, now I have a base. I'm going to go and I'm going to start, and then they're going to start feeding it reviews, and then they watch to see how it was performing,
mm-hmm.
right? And so if a photo was taken from a car, they're flagging it as bad photo. Right.
Right.
And they throw it in. And if you throw enough of them in there, the system will go, oh, okay, I've recognized that all of these photos have a part of a car in it. That is the common denominator in all of these photos. Mm-hmm. Next time I see a photo with part of a car in it, that's a rejection for bad photo. Right. So why are they doing this? And this is, I think, the thing that a lot of people are getting hung up on. You're going to review less coal. More nominations that have nuance and require some thought will end up in your review, right? Because bots can't do nuance. That's the one thing right. that they haven't figured out yet. And God help us all if they can.
That'll truly be the end of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. With clear and obvious coal being weeded out by... See, I used Carol when I made my notes, but then I got to change that to Emily.
Change it to Emily.
Humans will review more of your good nominations. And in theory, if they're weeding out a lot of the coal and you're not wasting 10 or 15 minutes of your review time every day on coal, the global turnaround time on nominations should be reduced.
I agree. Question for you here. I can hear some people saying, there goes my easy agreement points. What's your comeback to that?
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. But so here's my rebut to that, right? If your agreement points get you upgrades,
mm-hmm.
And if your global turnaround time is 2 weeks, are we going to need upgrades? Like, I understand people like their percentages to be where they're at, but those easy ones are kind of like free wins. And I don't know. I'm okay with giving up some agreement points to have a lower global turnaround time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
to see less coal.
I think majority of wayfinders, I don't know the percentage number, but I think majority of wayfinders would appreciate their nomination going from concept to picture to description to submission to actually in the game faster versus anything else. Whether that vehicle is an upgrade or that vehicle is a natural, I think the part that stimulates the dopamine in the brain is I made a nomination and now I can go interact with it in one of the many games that it could possibly go in. So I think you're right. I think some people are going to go, no, I really like the upgrades because I feel I have agency if I want to go back and make this one go through now, or it goes in naturally, or I'm trying to build up an area and I want these three to go in before these ones go in. So the gym's over here. So I think some people are going to want to retain that agency because they're trying to build an area. But overall, I don't disagree with you. Me personally, if I never got an upgrade again, but everything I nominated went through in 2 weeks, I wouldn't need an upgrade. The only reason why I crave upgrades is because my area has been very slow.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's fair. You're not wrong. I completely agree there. It's nice to have those upgrades. And even like I used 8 or 9 the other day, right? So, but here's the other thing, right? Like, how many times, and I know other people have said this too, right? So how many times have people gone in, done 5 reviews, gotten 5 coal, and just walked away?
True. Yeah. No, because you don't want to get a cooldown. You're thinking, oh my God, if I do any more, I'm going to get a cooldown. It's going to be 2, 4, 6 hours, whatever it is at your level. And then you're going to, you know, you were planning on doing reviews and now all of a sudden that it's ruined.
Yep. So now that won't happen. Right. And it's frustrating too. Like there's just times that I've done 5 or 6 reviews and been like, this is all coal. This is what I'm getting. I don't want to do my reviews today. Right. And you walk away and you're done.
Right.
Right. So that won't happen anymore. So theoretically that should all balance out in my mind. Right.
Yep. I don't disagree with you. I just think that that's one thing to point out is people's agency. But at the end of the day, I think the agency is represented and manifested in the fact that they want to see their nomination on the game boards of choice, whether that's Pogo, Ingress, hashtag Justice for Pikmin Bloom, you know, whatever the case may be.
No, 100%. Absolutely. So what is Niantic doing to ensure the model is learning the right things? All right, so this is a big one. Niantic is continuously auditing their machine learning models by holding out a percentage of predictions to be reviewed by actual humans so they have fresh assessment of the live model performance and they are able to make adjustments on the fly. So that's a big one, right? So they're taking some of the Colbot's decisions and not feeding them out immediately. They're pulling them back and saying whether or not that's they're putting it back into the review flow and seeing what the community says, or they're holding it for review from their people. I don't know. They weren't very clear with that.
So like an A/B test,
right. It's exactly like an A/B test, right? So they're saying, all right, the Colbot says, Emily says, no, this is a rejection, right? So we're going to see what humans think. And then if they don't agree, then Niantic can kind of take a look at that and say, all right, here's why the community, or here's why we don't agree with the call. And then you can feed it back to Emily and said, hey, Emily, you've made a decision here that was wrong. Mm-hmm. And then Emily can go, oh, cool. Thank you for that feedback. I understand. And it will help learn. It will help learn better in the future.
Right.
They've also developed creative testing techniques based on location, time, and to help ensure the models are learning correctly and making the decisions that they should. So they're keeping up with kind of trends and time of year and ensuring, so it's doing things like ensuring that it's not learning that snow is a bad thing, right? Like it happens to get 10 or 15 rejections that have a license plate and snow in it. Mm-hmm. You don't want it learning and saying, hey, it's the snow was also bad, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden you've got the Emily's just rejecting every photo with snow in it.
Right. And you said Emily would have a hard time with nuance. I think one of those nuances would be seasonal things, jack-o'-lanterns, Christmas trees, yep, hearts, yep, Easter bunnies, or, you know, whatever the, you know, insert your cultural thing here, whatever part of the world you're in. If people are doing a lot of nominations around Halloween and then those come through 2-3 months later, Emily would probably not know that that's seasonal and should be rejected. Or like some of the ones we saw that were in people's yards, skeletons, things like that. Like it might look like a legit nomination, but it's really seasonal. Those are the ones that you were saying Emily would have a hard time learning the nuance on that, and the human would have to go in and review those.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Right. And it's, I remember one of our calls of the week was the, what's like a Halloween inflatable display in someone's house, right? And stuff like that.
That was so good. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah.
That was a really good one.
Stuff like that. You're right. It doesn't come up often enough. I think that, that Emily might have a little bit of trouble with that. So it's good that they're auditing it. Not just kind of, they didn't just audit it a little bit, throw it on and say, all right, we're good. See you later, guys.
Right. Right.
And it's nice too. It's, and this is part of the frustrations for me is like when you get an AI rejection that you don't agree with, you have to use your appeal.
Right. Right.
And then they're taking those appeals and they're saying, all right, this was an AI rejection. We're going to feed it back to Emily and say, hey, you messed this one up. Right.
So if a Wayfinder is listening, if an Explorer is listening to this and they get what they believe to be a Emily Colbot rejection, remember when I got mine of that local restaurant, I didn't appeal it. I just renominated it and it went through. Now, depending on where they are in their A/B test, they might never get the feedback that I wasn't happy with that outcome, and I renominated it, yep, and just went through the normal. So what would you recommend as the expert in this, Chris? What would you recommend? Using your upgrade, or does it depend on how valuable that POI is to what you're doing on the game board?
We're gonna delve into this one in a minute, okay, but I think that you need to use your appeals on these one to help train the bot.
Okay.
And it's I have a suggestion for Niantic that I'll get to in a second.
All right, okay.
So let's put a pin in that one for now.
Yes, I wanted to tease that a little bit.
Yes. So okay, this is a good segue because now I want to talk about the problems with how machine learning is being used, right?
Okay.
This is all really good. This is all really good information. And at the end of the day, I think that all of the good that's going to come from Niantic using and the Wayfair team using machine learning outweighs the bad. So I want to preface this with, I think this is good. I like the way it's going.
Okay.
I've already seen a difference. I'm seeing less coal, right? But there's an old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Okay. Oh, my dad said that so many times.
Yeah.
He also said
no rejection.
He also said it was paved not only with that, but with lots of cash, loose women, and lots of champagne. But that's, again, a whole nother story, but continue.
That's not wrong. Your father is not wrong. There's no rejection reason, right? There's no rejection reason that shows up in your Wayfair.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rejection reason that shows up in your email. It just says our team is the thing that said, you know, no, this is, so that's how you tell. It says my team, not the community. Right.
Right.
But when you go into your Wayfair, there's nothing. It just says rejected.
Right.
I get that it's designed to lessen the load on reviewers, but we shouldn't be leaving the reviewer or the submitters in the dark as a result, right? And I think they can get to a point with the machine learning where like it makes it's a computer, so it makes a binary decision, mm-hmm, at some point,
right,
yes or no,
mm-hmm,
based on a number of factors. You should be able to parse out what those factors are and feed them back to the reviewer and say, listen, this is the reason that Emily says that this shouldn't be a waste spot, right?
Or at least the category, if they don't want to get super specific because they're going to change something.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Right. Something, even if it's something generic, right? This is, oh, you're, you know, photo or description, right, or location, right? Give the submitter something to go on.
Well, because the machine has to get smarter, but so do the submitters, because if the submitter doesn't exactly know why the machine rejected it, they're going to submit essentially the same photo with the same description and potentially run into the same pitfall they had before if they don't know what they need to improve upon.
Correct. Exactly. Right. And then they're just going to look at it and go, well, I disagree. And then they're going to try the exact same thing, maybe take a different picture, maybe tweak the description a little bit. And then, like, if it goes through, great. But what did you learn?
Right.
Nothing.
You didn't really learn
anything. Right? You didn't learn what about the first nomination was the problem.
Right.
Right.
People will just say, I got, if they don't know it's machine learning, they say, oh, and I've said this myself, I got a bad set of reviewers. I'm just going to send it in again.
Yep.
And then I send it in again and it goes through. And, yep. I just had a bad set of reviewers. I had all the gatekeepers all at once and they all saw it and they all denied it.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Right. Somebody was in a bad mood. That's, you had a bunch of people who were in a bad mood.
Yep.
Right? And here's the big problem that I have with AI rejections and Niantic saying, hey, just use your appeals. Right. Why? Why am I wasting my appeal that I only get once a month to help you train your bot?
Right.
Right. Why?
Provide me with a free appeal. Provide me with a free appeal if it's an AI rejection. If it's an Emily rejection, allow me a free appeal. Yep. That would solve it.
Yep.
That'd solve it right there. Because what that would do is it would prime the pump and it would put more rejections in the system for them to go back and manually look at it. So the bot will get smarter faster.
Yep. Exactly.
Right?
Right. It, even if they just do it for like the next like 6 months or so, while we're training our AI bot, while we're training the machine learning, we're going to give you a free appeal for every machine learning rejection that we give you. So every time that Emily says, no, we don't think this should be a waste bot, you will be able to appeal that for free. Like, I know that'll kind of bog down the appeals kind of process, but they're going to have to put extra resources on this if you want us to help you.
Well,
like, help us help you.
Here's a crazy thought, Chris. They're a numbers company. They are a, you know, technology company. They could do a separate ABC test and feed every, so you have A, B, C, and D. You feed every C the actual reason. So you get one out of four that goes back. So it's not every single one. So it doesn't flood it. Then you can look at A, B, and D versus C, and you can see what it looks like. So you're running a test inside of a test with a subset of numbers. Now, I know for people who don't deal with this, it can get, it sounds kind of like you're speaking gibberish, but you could really get some good data by doing that. And then you could set out the criteria for what an A, B, and C, and D are. And then you could switch C and D or A and C at some point. And then you could really do a legit A, B, C, D test. I don't know. Just to,
It's a fantastic idea. Tib, so somebody posted a bunch of AI rejections, machine learning rejections. And Tib replied, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but one of the lines was, whenever possible, please appeal those rejected nominations. Our systems learn better when they are taught they did wrong, right? Which is exactly what we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie replied, it made a really, really good point, and I wanted to read it. My view is you should not have to use a very precious appeal in order to improve machine learning. On top of which, many threads in here will testify the appeal system also has a lot of learning to do, which is not wrong.
Fantastic quote there. Fantastic.
For most affected wayfarers, the quickest option is not to wait the 30 days, but to take advice and just resubmit. Right. And that does not do the machine learning any good.
Right.
So, and like, I had an AI rejection and I'll bring it up here in a second. I appealed it. My turnaround on that appeal was actually fairly quick. Right. So they're turning around the appeals pretty quick. But if they were to open this up and just give people, you know, free appeals, it would, I think it might slow down that appeal a little bit. But I think it would encourage people to appeal it rather than resubmit, because resubmitting it doesn't do anybody any good. Like, it'll do you good
right.
if it gets approved by the community, or if it makes it through the bot into the community, then kind of you at least get feedback on it. But it's just, it's hard to kind of weigh the difference between, or the benefits between the two. But I think that using making people waste actual appeals,
right,
when they shouldn't have to,
yes,
because the machine learning rejected it for a dumb reason, like it.
Then you have to wait. Then you have to wait an additional 30 days for something that you wanted to appeal anyway. So that then puts you in your own personal, you know, backlog, right? Because if I have one that I've been waiting, I'm like, oh, I need to appeal this. I've got six more days, and then I get a machine learning one, and I'm like, so now I've got to choose. Do I want to appeal the one I want to appeal, or do I want to try to make the machine learning quicker?
Yep. Yeah. So let me pull this up real quick, because I have a couple of examples.
While you're pulling that up, it's almost like they should find a way to use the ambassadors. You know, they're already vetted. They're already, you know, gone through their NDAs. Use the ambassadors, and if they get any AI appeals, let them appeal for free, since that's a trusted source. You know what I mean? And just, you know, granted, it's only 12 or 13 of them, but they could probably get some good data using just the ambassadors, or go out and find a test group of 100 people across the globe, you know, make them sign an NDA, don't tell anybody what you're doing, and just give them free appeals, and go out and get your data set.
Yep. And Tip did say that they're working with the ambassadors. So hopefully behind the scenes they're doing that, and they're saying, and I imagine if the ambassadors have anything rejected by AI, they're just bringing it directly to the Wayfair team, being like, yo, what, WTF, right?
Take a look at this. What's going on here?
So this is a church that I discovered on my way home from my parents' place a little while ago. I kind of pulled over. I needed to get something out of the back of the van, and I happened to pull into this church parking lot, and I'm like, open the game. This isn't in the game. I check the light chip map. Not on the map. I'm like, this is a church. This is an easy slam dunk.
Right.
Snapped a picture, put it in. Nope. Rejected. 5 days later, AI rejected. Machine learning. So I'm like, I appealed it, and it got approved. So like, I understand. Like, what about this flagged the cobot and was like, no.
Maybe because
it doesn't look like a church, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it looks like a single family residence. There's no sign. I don't know. I mean, that would be the only thing. If I just kind of quickly look at this and someone said, what is this? I'd look at it and go, oh, it's a single family house. That might be it, you know?
So, like, here's my question. Is the bot reviewing the supporting photo too, right? Mm-hmm. Because my supporting photo has part of the church building and the church sign.
Right.
And this is marked as a church on Google Street in Google Maps. So like, I don't understand what about this nomination, the bot. Like, I guess I kind of understand that this building is semi-generic, but to me, this is something that you need to feed the bot and be like, yo, check the map.
Right.
Check the supporting photo. This is.
And we have no idea if the bot's reading, if the bot's looking at the supporting photo. We can assume, but we don't know if the bot is looking for spelling errors in the title and the description, or what it's looking for. We just know it's looking at something, but I'd hope that it would be able to look at the supporting photo and see, oh, there's a sign in this picture. Okay, what is the machine told me about a sign? I'm supposed to look to see what the sign says. Oh, it's a church. Let's go.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Right. This is another one that I had rejected by AI, and I'm just going to go and resubmit this when I'm back up there. But this is like a little plaza near where my parents live, which they've said is eligible.
Mm-hmm.
It's framed in the middle. It's got restaurants.
There's no license plates.
I don't understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
I waited 10 minutes. There was a guy parked right here with a license plate there, and I waited 10 minutes for him to move.
You're like, move it.
There's no people in this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the Dairy Queen logo that it picked up on. But I don't know, because there's no reason. There's no rejection reason.
Exactly.
There's no, like, if it were to pick up on the DQ logo and say, no, generic, this is a generic business. right? Cool, I understand that. Then I'll burn an appeal on it.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to go renominate. Because I, to be honest with you, I messed up the pin by like 3 feet on this. So
you wanted to redo it anyway.
Yeah. Because if I put the pin on this side, right on that pole, mm-hmm. it'll appear in Pogo. If I put it on this pole, it will not.
Okay, got it. Right. Yeah. What's a few meters between friends, right?
Yeah, but let's go. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But like, and here's one that I completely understand why the AI rejected this nomination, right?
Okay.
This is, and it doesn't look like much, this is a hot dog cart to stand outside of a Canadian Tire. It has been there for years. This guy decided, I'm going to buy a hot dog cart. I'm going to set shop in front of the Canadian Tire and sell hot dogs. And he became such a staple in that little community that they built him this shelter to store all of his stuff.
Hmm.
They built him this shelter so that if he wants to do it in the winter, he can go and sell hot dogs in the winter.
Interesting.
And the contractors in the area will often meet there for lunch. Right? They'll go and do their work, and then they'll come and they'll go pick up some supplies, they'll have lunch, and they'll sit there, and they'll sit at the picnic table, and they'll socialize in this area. So this is a good place to be social.
It's a hot spot. It's
not technically a restaurant. It's a hot spot.
It's a hot spot, yeah.
But when I was doing this, it was cold. I wasn't feeling great. So I went and typed in DJJDDJ as the description and then forgot to edit it.
Oh, no. And it went into voting.
It was like,
the
bot picked it up and rejected it, right? Which I totally understand. And I know it was the description because I literally used the exact same photo, the exact same pin location, the exact same supporting information. I didn't even change. The only thing I changed was the description, and it went through. It got approved.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So I know it was the description. I know for a fact it was the description.
And so your point is it would be great for the bot to kind of tell you that so you can know what your mistake was and you can fix it and you can learn and get better.
Here's a hot take.
Right? Okay. Here we go.
The bot says, your description is terrible. I understand that I am going to reject this as a bad description. I'm not going to reject it. I'm going to put it on hold. Send you an email and say, hey, please review this nomination. There are problems with it. And then you can go in there, see it's on hold, and go, oh, crap, I forgot to fix my description. Fix your description. Take it off hold.
That's a great idea. That's a fantastic idea. I love that. Because
So then you're not.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's a fantastic idea. So you have a chance to actually fix something. You can learn what you did wrong and go in and fix it. Love it.
Yep. And you're not bogging down the bot system by saying, oh, I'm going to reject this. Now I have to go and renominate it just to fix the description, when that's something I can edit in my nomination right now.
Right.
If you just put it on hold, right? Like, you couldn't do it for a photo. If the photo's bad, then you kind of have to reject it, right? Or if the pin's bad, you're going to have to reject it. You can only do it for the title or description.
Right.
But something like this, I wouldn't have to drive back out there and renominate it because it got approved.
Mm-hmm.
It only got rejected because my fingers were cold. And I went home and took like a 14-hour nap and then completely forgot about it. So
you're like, no. Things go into voting very quickly.
Yes. And it's the bot often will pick up stuff like that very, very quickly. Like, I got that rejection the next day.
Right.
My thing says it was 2 days later, but that's only because I didn't log in for the one day. But I got that rejection like the next day. So that 24-hour period when your nomination is on hold, that's when the bot's doing its work.
Mm-hmm.
Usually.
Yep. Right?
So you got to get in there and do your descriptions pretty quick. So I got another example. This is a good one.
I've been using, in those situations, I've been using the pro tip that Sarah Amanda gave me in the supplemental information. If you do hashtag hold, it'll put it on hold for you where it won't go in. And actually that came from Testone, who programmed it all in there. But Sarah Amanda was like, why don't you just do this? And I'm like, because I'm an idiot and I'm going to start doing that now. So I just do hashtag hold. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my problem with that is you have to log in to your Wayfarer account from the computer that you have those plugins installed, often forget.
Yeah, that's true. Right? That's a good point.
If I log in there, I'm just going to edit it, right? So yeah. I've used it a few times and done it, but like that, it wouldn't have helped me there because I didn't log into my account for a couple of days because I was sick, right?
Yep.
So pull this one up because this is an example that Sarah Amanda gave me. A nice little kind of viewing area on a dock, on a lake, public. Mm-hmm. Nice place to be social, nice place to explore. I like that photo. Mm-hmm. It's angled nicely. It's got the lake in the background. Rejected by a cobot. 2 days later, right?
All right.
So Sarah Amanda went out there and renominated it.
Took a different picture.
And it got approved. And it went through and it got approved. A different picture. So like, what's the difference? Like, I don't understand.
I actually like the first picture better than the second picture, to be completely honest. I love the first picture. It's a much better angle.
Right? So does Sarah Amanda. So for our audio listeners, it's two chairs on what looks like an end of a dock. The picture is kind of angled so you can get the lake and you see the top of the chairs and the forest in the background on the other side of the lake. And the one that got approved is just like a generic shot from behind the chairs where you get more of the chairs in the center of the shot, but you still have the forest in the background and you see the lake and the dock.
One thing to make sure to mention, the chairs are like moored into the dock. They're not just chairs. Yes. They're like cemented into the dock, so you can't move them.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely a permanent installation, right? Yep. Sarah Amanda said that the description on both, and you can see it, the description on both is exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely the photo,
right?
But like, why? Like,
and what? Maybe...
I don't understand.
The only thing I can think of is maybe the cobot picked up that there was more lake in the picture on the first one than anything, and on the second one, there's more dock and chairs, right? And it's saying, oh, this is a natural feature. What they're trying to nominate is the actual lake. That is the only thing that I can think of as to why the AI bot would have, or the ML bot would have kicked this one out.
Yep. Yeah, that's probably it. And that's something that, so Sarah Amanda didn't appeal this. They just went and renominated it. And all right. So now that you're not going to get that learning for Emily, right? So this is another one. This one is from, okay, what's this one? Oh, it's from Kate, executive producer Kate the Cons. This is the entrance to a park. So there's no sign, which Niantic said you don't need a sign because it's an entrance to a park. It's a park, right?
Right.
So this got rejected because there's no sign.
Right.
And it's just it's trees and a couple of rocks. But for our audio listeners, there's a fence and then there's an obvious path with a couple of rocks sitting there so that you can't drive your car into this park.
And there's two sides of fencing. There's two sides of fencing on the other side. So it clearly shows this is where a pedestrian should walk and there's sidewalk there also.
Yep. And you can see the playground in the background. If you really, really look, it's right there. But I really like it when they do these rocks instead of like those yellow posts.
I do too.
I think this is the much more natural way to kind of block off a park, right? But that's neither here nor there. So this obviously probably likely got rejected because of the photo, and the bot was just like, no, it's trees.
Right.
But like, this is one of those things where there's nuance to this photo. There's nuance to this nomination that bot's never going to pick up on. Right. This bot, I don't know that you could ever teach a bot that this is acceptable.
Right. That's something that a human has to see.
Yep. Yep. So here's another one. Another one from Kate, a community board, which is great place to be social, great place to explore because you put community information on here. For events that are going on in your local community to promote socialization and community exploration.
I had one of these rejected myself. In a
restaurant.
Yep. I had one of these almost exactly this same one. I had it rejected and it's like 70 miles away. And I'm like, I don't want to go back up there, but I don't want to burn an appeal either. So I might just wait until I go back up there. But I sympathize with her. I had this same thing happen. And I think I even posted it in the Discord a while back, and I'm like, it's a community notice board. And someone was like, well, there's a shadow on the board from the sun, from the window. And I'm like, I don't have the bandwidth to take all that in right now. If they're going to do it for a shadow, like, stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. This was likely picked up by the bot because the orientation is a little bit off to the side. So it looks like its hallway was probably pretty thin. So Kate had to take a picture kind of from the side of the community board, but it's fine. Like, if that's the shot that you need to take, it's still a community board. Like, yeah, it's in the picture.
Yep.
There's no people in this picture.
There's no people. That's fine. Yeah, it's a great picture. Right? It's a good picture. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
This is one of those things that you need to appeal to kind of teach the bot what they need to be looking at. And you only get one appeal every 30 days. Do I really want to be burning it on that? No.
No, not at all. No.
Right?
I'm going to save it for something else.
I'm going to save it for something else. Exactly. Right. And like, I've got four or five things that I want to appeal, but I used my appeal on that church because it's going to make a gym.
Mm-hmm.
And in that local community, there's only one gym. So I really wanted them to have a second one. So I burned my appeal on that so they could have it.
Right. Look at you being noble. Oh. I love that. Helping out the rural miner.
I'm all about the people, Jamal. I'm all about the people.
That's right. We need to go back to episode number 64, helping out the rural trainer. And this is an example of Chris doing that right there. You like how I threw back to an old episode? You like that?
That was good. That
episode was good. 64, helping the rural trainer. Yeah.
I don't know if we had it. No, I think we had a video for that one.
I think we did. I think so. There was a time where I remember we both had computer issues at different times.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I had to use a different laptop, and I was explaining this to Sarah Amanda when I saw her. There was some like post-production drop things that were on this old laptop that eventually died. And so like, I don't have them anymore. So if there's some stuff that people haven't heard in a long time, it's because it died with that laptop and it's like at the bottom of a lake or something right now. And then your computer, you had an issue with it. And there was like four or five episodes that didn't get uploaded to YouTube. And it was just kind of like, let's not go back and have you do like 8 hours of editing for something that happened a month ago. So we just kind of moved on. So computer things will happen until, we get a big sponsorship and they bring us into some fancy studio. So
I'm going to reach out to Alienware and get them to sponsor.
There you go. That's right. Yeah. Hashtag not sponsored, but will be Alienware if you're listening.
Ooh, that would be amazing. All right. Just kind of wrap up topic number one. I think that the general consensus from people that I've talked to is they like the bot. We like the bot, what it can do. We just need it to be tweaked. We need it to be looked at, and I want free appeals. And Jamal brought this up earlier, right? Help us help you. It's kind of the theme of this episode, I think. Help us help you. So give us some appeals, so that we can help you train your bot and make everybody's life better.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
or if I win an appeal, I get it back or something like that.
That would be nice too, right? Like, then if you win an appeal, then yeah, right? That would be nice. That would be really nice. Cause I just burned my appeal and I got it back in like 4 days, and now I got to wait
30 days again or whatever.
24 more days for my next appeal. Right, and I've got like five, so I'm gonna be like, next 6 months will be me waiting to appeal stuff.
Right.
All right, you ready to jump into topic number two?
Topic number two.
All right, removing stuff from the map.
Ooh, this could get a little controversial here.
I'm gonna rant at some point. let's go back to the quote I gave at the top of the show.
Right, Niantic
says it's of utmost importance that we ensure the map is both accurate, and I'm gonna look at the camera when I say this, accurate and up to date. Why is it so hard to remove things from the database?
Why?
So I'm gonna bring up, and I didn't have it loaded, so bear with me for 1 second.
And while you're bringing it up, I'll just kind of add on to
something.
That. I was going to say, while you bring that up, I'll just add on to that. I think I've shared my personal experience of doing something that Niantic Aaron now said they don't want us to do, is updating the title, updating the picture, updating the description, you know, which to most wayfinders would seem the best way to go. But I don't want to steal your thunder, so let's go ahead and bring this up.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, it's, if they say that editing a wayspot to change it is abuse, but like, if you try and remove that wayspot, good luck.
Right.
If, yeah, if Street View hasn't been updated, good luck.
Right.
So,
and then you fall into the trap of, if I do get it removed, then it's going to take, if you're in Charlotte, then it's going to take months to get it replaced. So now you're minus one for your game board.
Yep.
And some people are like, I want to be a good steward of the game and the game board, but I don't want to lose a POI. So if I do it the way Niantic wants, it takes a POI off the game board, and then I have to use an upgrade or something else to get something back in on the game board. And it's like, why am I hurting my own personal gameplay to keep the game board clean when I feel that there's a better way to do it? I can just add a new photo, change the title, change the description. Voila. It's essentially the same thing.
Yep. Exactly. Right. And it's easier and quicker sometimes too. So this is something that I've brought up on the show before. This is I can't remember what it's called, the name of the but it's a little statue. It's an archway. It's got a concrete base, and there's two hands shaking hands. It's like a
Lions Club statue.
Yes. Lions Club statue. That's what it is. So it's a Lions Club statue. It's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. Like, it's completely gone. You can see even in the photo, it's pretty old. Mm-hmm. So it's gone, right? And Street View has been updated, so it's not on Street View anymore. I put this in to get it removed, and they were like, nah. Nah, we're good, bro. I'm like, okay. So it's still there. I'm like, I give up. Like, I'm not going to go on the forums.
Right. Right. They're like, nah, we're just going to leave it. We're just going to leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. So I want to take a second. If you'll indulge me for a couple minutes here, I'd like to address Niantic directly. I know they listen sometimes, and I'll probably make this a separate video so I can link it and send to them. And I'm going to probably post this script on the forum with a link to the video, just so kind of we can get this out there. So I would like, do you want to play the rant of the week, the sounder?
This is Kate Khan, executive producer of the Wayspotters podcast, and I support the rant of the week.
All right. This is my plea. Hello, Niantic. It's me, Glaw. I love Wayfair. I love Pokemon Go. I like Ingress, Pikmin Bloom, Monster Hunter Now. But I have a problem. A big problem. This might be uncomfortable, so please, have a seat. I'd like to chat. Why do you, Niantic, make it so difficult to remove things from your database when you yourself say things like, it's of the utmost importance that we ensure they are both accurate and up to date? And when your employees say things like, changing the title to repurpose a wayspot is considered abuse and may lead to sanctions? Don't get me wrong, I agree with you. Remove and replace. I am with you. Solidarity. But is it? I would like to think that something you consider to be of the utmost importance would be easy to accomplish, and not something that appears as if it's an afterthought in your games. Is it? Is it of the utmost importance? I would like to think that I wouldn't have to dox myself, or expose myself to the ire of my local community members. Community members that you then encourage me to go and mingle with and play your games with. Those same community members who might be upset that I had Pokestops, or portals, or flowers. Oh, God forbid I remove a flower. That's another whole, that could be to a whole show. Justice for Pikmin Bloom. If I have something removed from a map, not everyone's going to be happy about that. And if I show up at a community group meeting, and they're like, hey, that's the guy that had that Pokestop by my house removed, they're not going to let me play with them. They're going to take their ball and they're going to go home. Is it, Niantic? Is it of the utmost importance? I would like to think that getting something removed from your database would get the proper attention that it deserves. I submitted one and was told, nope, it's fine, when the point of interest is not there anymore. No follow-up questions, no requests for more information, just, nope, we still think it's there. It's not. I've said it before, and I'll say it 100 times. One of my top priorities is ensuring the map is accurate. If it's gone, I'll do my best to get it removed. I've had several things removed. Some abuse, some fire stations, some that were just plain gone. It shouldn't be as hard to get something removed that never should have made it on the map in the first place, or to have something removed that doesn't exist anymore. If it's gone, still on Street View, don't bother. It won't work. Does that sound like something that is of the utmost importance? Doesn't to me. I've said it earlier, and I've always been told it's been better to provide a solution to a problem than just the problem itself. So how about this? I've got two for you. Sit down with the game teams and update the in-game removal process. I know. Getting these game teams to do what you want is like pulling teeth out of a saber-toothed tiger. Allow me to add text, like I do when I make a nomination. A space for me to explain why I'm requesting the removal of the wasteboard. Allow me to add a photo so I could take a picture of the wasteboard not existing anymore. So you can see that it's not there. I understand that might be an undertaking, so here's another suggestion. Update the removal form you already have. It already exists. They linked it in the forum yesterday. Allow wayfinders to use it. Allow us to add pictures to our request. Update the drop-down box to include things like, it doesn't exist anymore, or this POI has changed and I want to submit a new one. Don't reject these submissions outright if we're not the property owner. Please, for the love of God. Niantic, I tell you this from a place of love. Make it easier for us to clean up your map. Help us help you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Thoughts?
Wow. I too, like Kate the Cons, I support the rant of the week. Wow. That was a mouthful. Do you feel better, Chris? Do you feel better?
I do.
You've been sitting on that for a hot minute. Like, like you know when they say like what do they say? Like, live your truth, King, and drop the mic. I don't even know. Like, yes. I here are my thoughts. It is so increasingly frustrating when you try to do the right thing and people call me out for never going in and cleaning up the game board. Everything you said there is reasons why people don't want to clean up the game board. Oh, here comes the guy that made the gym go away. Oh, but I put a new one in. When's that going to come through? I don't know. Like, there's social context and nuance that goes into removing a waste spot. What if that's the meeting place for community day or raid day or something, and you just want to change it? That thing, that lion sculpture is not there with the handshake, but now there's something else there. Mm-hmm. You just want it to be accurate and updated, and then the people that are telling you to keep the game board clean don't give you a good way to do it. It's frustrating. I love what you wrote. I hope they're listening, and I hope that they take that to heart.
Yep. Yeah. And you bring up a good point, right? Like, if you've got your community has a gym, right? That's in a community hotspot, and it's a great place. It's in the middle of a park, and it's perfect for raid day. It's on a route, right? And that mural gets painted over, and a new mural is put up, right? Niantic wants you to just get rid of that waste spot and nominate a new one.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do that, that gym goes away.
Correct.
And when you put that Pokestop in there, the Pokestop becomes a Pokestop, and now something else becomes a gym.
Correct.
What if that gym is in a part of the park that's not necessarily conducive to having 20 people stand around it, right?
Right.
Or it's off the beaten path of the route that you normally take for raid day. It makes playing the game less fun.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So why are we not allowed to repurpose a web? And I completely understand the reasoning behind it. Like, I get it. But there should be a method for us to say, hey, Niantic, this has changed. I don't want to remove it, but I just want to change the photo, title, and description, right? Because you know as well as I do, trying to change the title and description of something that's changed is almost impossible, especially if it's a restaurant.
Yes.
Without getting the photo done.
Right.
And getting the photo replaced,
the photo
changing the title and description is just as hard. So you're caught in a catch-22, right? But we should be able to say, hey, Niantic, this restaurant is now this. I want to change all of this stuff to this because the hotspot, it exists. The place to be social still exists.
Yes. And then, and then you have to go in and do Wayfarer abuse like Jamal used to do and put in the description in there, hey, the reason why you're seeing this is because, and then I would go in and explain and it would go through. But like nowadays, like you're risking your account if you do that. But I would do it. I'd say, hey, look, the photo without the car in it is the one that we want, and this is why. Mm-hmm. And you know, then, but you know, like, I know that's a huge pet peeve of yours, but that's what I used to do because that was the way you had to do to get things done.
Yep. You are setting people up for failure.
Yeah.
Right. 100%. By having this system this way, you're setting your people up for failure. And it really needs to be addressed when, and especially when Niantic says things like, oh, it's of the utmost importance, but like the methodology behind it and the mechanics that we have, it's terrible. Like I hate saying things like it's terrible, but it's terrible.
It is terrible.
And it's terrible. I understand that the Wayfair team has their priorities for the first quarter of 2024, and this might not be at the top, but like at some point this, it needs an overhaul, right? And I am more than willing to volunteer hours of my time to help develop a system that works, right?
And so, if only they had an app where you could anyways,
continue. I don't want to go on another rant, Jamal.
Sorry, continue.
All right, I think it's been about an hour. Let's take a break, play some dad jokes, and we'll see you guys on the other side.
Sounds good.
Sir Amanda here. Rumor has it, a review a day keeps a doctor away. Is that how it goes? You are listening to the Wastewaters Podcast.
This is Wood Woes, Self Scientist. You're listening to the Wastewaters Podcast.
This is Lizzie B. Darcy, and you're listening to the Wastewaters Podcast.
Are you serious? This again? It's season three.
What's the moth's favorite swimming stroke?
The butterfly.
What kind of lion doesn't roar?
A dandelion.
What did one candy bar say to the other candy bar?
You better watch out for me. I got some Twix up my sleeve.
How do you fix a broken jack-o'-lantern?
With a pumpkin patch.
Why didn't the man iron his four-leaf clover? He didn't want to press his luck. What did the daddy buffalo say to his kid when he dropped him off at camp? Bison. Get it? Bye. Son? What food tells the cheesiest jokes? Pizza.
All right, welcome back from the break. I hope you like the dad jokes this week. Off to an excellent start with the dad jokes for season three. I got to admit, they're pretty funny this week.
There was a prop in there also. If you
if
you want to go and watch the YouTube, you can see the prop, and it's on the very last joke. So take a look at it.
Amazing. So good. All right, let's jump into Waste Spot of the Week.
Let's take a look at a beautiful example of what the Waste Spotters podcast thinks you should be nominating. We proudly present the Waste Spot of the Week.
All right. Waste Spot of the Week this week. Waste Spot of the Week this week comes to us from Shilfell in the Pokemon Professor Network Discord. This is a Lego cheeseburger. And what it is exactly what it sounds, is a giant Lego cheeseburger on a table. So I'm going to read you the description because I think as epic as this Lego cheeseburger is, this description is way better. So for our audio listeners, it is a Lego cheeseburger on a table It takes up like the whole table, so it's huge in a restaurant, right? The title is Lego Cheeseburger. The description reads, throughout human history, a select few pieces of art have managed to inspire generations and define eras of history. These include works such as Michelangelo's David, Vincent van Gogh's Starry Night, and Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. Of course, all of these pieces of art seem too pitiful in comparison when compared to the mighty Lego cheeseburger on display at the Robinson Township Mall's Red Robin, which is a magnificent sculpture on display made of large Legos, super glue, and grit.
Oh, love it. That is
one of the best descriptions I've ever read.
It might be the best description I've ever read. I am envious of that. That is fantastic. That draws so many. Yes. So good. And then to throw grit in there at the end. It's made of large Legos, super glue, and grit.
Oh, man. So good. I want to shake the hand of the person who nominated this.
Absolutely. Amazing. That's fantastic. That is remarkable. So,
yeah.
That's one that I co-sign on all day long and twice on Sunday.
And twice on Sunday, absolutely. All right, let's move on to some things that are not so great.
Uh-oh. All right, let's do this.
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
All right. Both of our coals this week are something that I feel should have been caught by Emily, the machine learning coal bot. So why don't you take coal number one?
All right. Coal number one comes to us from Aquabass 64 in the Pokemon Professor Network Discord. And this one, the title of it is called... This looks like this is a photo edit.
Right,
yeah. So let me put this out there for the audio listeners. If you're listening on Spotify, Google, wherever you get your podcast, thank you for listening. This is an edit. It's a photo edit. And the title of it is called Metropolitan Playground. And in the Metropolitan Playground, a playground at the base of the Metropolitan Building. And so what you're looking at here are there's two pictures. So there's an A picture and a B picture. And the A picture is of a playground behind a fence. You see a slide and some things to climb, and then off to the left, you see the building. So it's a very good description of what you see, the playground at the base of the building. There's some trees in the background. Like I said, there's a wrought iron, cast iron fence, and then there is a light post and then some trees in the background. So that's photo A, which is a very good description. Photo B is a Lugia. And it's someone who took a screenshot of a Lugia, and it looks like they're in their bedroom, and they may have their like knee up and a blanket over it, but it's a Lugia. And I don't know what it has to do with the playground. I don't know what it has to do with the Metropolitan Building, but it's a Lugia. And A, it triggers me because Lugias jump around way too much, and they won't sit there and stand the ball. So that's one. But two, Emily should have caught this and known, hey, this is a property from one of our own games.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I should be showing this to a reviewer.
Yep, 100%. Absolutely. And that's what Aquablast said when they posted this. They're like, hey, guys, you should do Coal a Week. You should include photo edits. And I'm like, that's perfect. That's perfect for this episode. Coal-tastic. But you're right. That's just one of those things that the bot should easily pick up and be like, this is clearly an AI shot. An AR shot of a Pokemon.
Exactly. Wow. Yep.
All right, coal number two comes to us from Yan Mick in the Pokemon Professor Network Discord. The title is 11th Street. The description is, a place where unique people are cared for. They don't live in our workplace. We work in their home. So I'm not even sure what they're trying to nominate.
I don't know.
The picture is just like an art. Happy Valentine's Day picture of two Pikachus. And there's like a heart above the Pikachus. It looks like they're kind of in a park. There's some trees in the building in the background. and one of them is holding like a heart candy, but it's like a this is clearly something that they've just downloaded off the internet and made the main, like, that's.
And then if you look at the address, I won't read it on the air, but if you want to go and look at the YouTube, you can see the address, but it's clearly on 11th Street. So I'm guessing someone's trying to get a couchie or something.
Oh, probably. Someone's probably trying to get a home stop. Yeah. But that's like, that is, you could reverse image search that on Google and probably find that fairly quickly.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Right. For sure. Don't know what this person was doing right there. That's one of those that, you know, normally we go, oh, it's probably a kid. I don't think that's a kid. I honestly don't think that was a kid. I think that's someone either trying to be a troll or thinking they're going to get a house stop.
Yep. Yep. So watch this. Watch this. Found it.
Oh, there it is. Yes. Reverse. It's from Reddit. Google reverse. There it is. There it is. Wow. It's on Reddit. Okay. It took me 2 seconds. Yep. Didn't take you long. Didn't take you long at all.
Come on.
Your detective skills are at the top of the heap. Going back to last week's episode.
Yes. Yes. All right. That was fun. But I think
that was fun.
If you've got nothing else, I will sign us off.
I've got nothing else.
All right. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Wastewaters. We definitely appreciate it. A big thank you goes out to our executive producer, Kate LeCons, and to all of our patrons. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you so, so much. If you enjoyed this episode of Wastewaters, there are a few ways you can show us. Follow us on all of our socials. We're on Twitter, at Wastewaters. We are also on Instagram, at Wastewaters Podcast. And we are on TikTok at iMakeWaySpots. We are incredibly responsive and love interacting with our followers. Let us know what you thought about today's episode. A side note to that, I realized that I had some message requests on my personal Twitter account from like 9 months ago. People trying to DM me about WaySpots. So if I was ignoring your message, I was not ignoring your message. I just didn't realize the message request button was there, and I didn't see them, so that's my bad. So I will do better about checking that. But hit us up on our official kind of Twitters and Instagrams. We're definitely way better about getting to messages on there. You can also visit our website, www.wayspotters.com. From there you can get links to everywhere you can download the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website, or you can email us wayspotters@pokemonprofessor.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to hit the like button, subscribe, and click the bell to be notified whenever anytime we post a new video. For those of you who are not, please check us out, youtube.com/@wayspotterspodcast. You can leave us a voicemail on our hotline, 704-426-3710. Or tweet us a voice message. You never know, your voicemail may appear on an upcoming episode of the show. Finally, if you are not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon, you can join us for as little as $1 US a month. Check Patreon for the currency conversions, because we've been informed that they don't work like regular currency conversions. So that fun graphic is gone. Thanks to Lachlan for that information. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/Pokemon Professor. You'll have access to the Discord for the entire family of shows, including Wastewaters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, and Lured Up. It's a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. Jamal and I are in that Discord a lot. We were actually talking to a bunch of people this morning about some stuff, having a very spirited conversation. With that, we look forward to us joining us again next week here on Wastewaters. We appreciate all of the support we get each week. We couldn't do this without you. And remember, it's not that far. Get out of your car.